Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, what is a zero-day option?
Great question. So, you know, an option is where you're betting on a period of time that you believe something's going to occur. So if you're saying that, hey, I think that, you know, NVIDIA stock is going to go up over the next 6 months, you buy the option, you know, do that trade. So the rise or the start of these zero-day options are where you actually are betting on what an investment is going to do that day. Now, this is a big change because typically options will start on, let's say, even a week option might start on a Monday and ends on a Friday. So most options sell up on Friday. So from a stock market flow standpoint, you see a lot more activity on Fridays because you're settling out the week. You know, they don't want to have options carry over the weekend because what could occur over the weekend.
Right.
So the rise of a zero-day option, what it would do is it's going to be a new speculative investment where you're actually betting on the stock market during the day. And that could lead to a little bit more volatile market because if more people embrace these options, you're going to see a lot more swings within a day than over a week. But it also means you're going to see more liquidity. You know, the more people invest, the more people put into markets, the more valuable they get. You know, just like if you look at housing, you know, if 20 people are interested in buying your house, the price is going up.
Right.
If there's only one person,
you're kind of stuck at that price.
Yeah, the price is going to go down. And so when we start looking at zero day options, it could have a very big positive effect because the more activity, the more interest, the more likely that it'll go up. Now, I still look at it as kind of a speculative investment because betting on what's going to happen on a daily thing is not really great for long-term investors, but it is a new thing that's coming around and it's something to be aware of, and it's, we're going to see some changes. So since most options end on Fridays, we're probably going to see options end on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then, you know, of course, we've all talked in previous videos about overnight trading. So you can see where this is going, where the amount of volume and the amount of activity going on in markets continues to go up. The liquidity continues to go up, but it also creates where maybe sometimes you don't want as much activity certain days. So you are going to see more movement in markets because of this.
Well, thanks for talking to us about this and explaining what it means. And thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a great day.